Good morning, Rechtim Chayadim Kal Sal Meches, and we're learning Simon Aleph. So the Chayadim said, Kaim Alon, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah, the person should not pass by a mitzvah. What's alarm? That means to say, Mitzvah Shatavu Liyod Tchila, the mitzvah which presents it to him, presents the mitzvah to the person. The mitzvah presents the person first. Tchila Yasenu, you should do that one first. Veloy Yanichenu, you cannot, as it were, ignore that mitzvah. Leave it. He cannot choose to give precedence or preference to the other mitzvah. Right now, this mitzvah presents itself, and it's a mitzvah he's incumbent upon him to do, that he plans to do. So, I'm reading the mitzvahs. And obviously, if you're not allowed to give precedence to number two over number one and then go back to number one, you cannot give precedence to number two over number one and not to number one at all. Basically, the second mitzvah is edging the first mitzvah out totally. The mitzvah opportunity presents itself. He's mechayev to do it, and he cannot choose to do otherwise. So the Chayadim points out that this is a din d'oraisa, a person who is over this, is over an aveira on a Torah level. It's not one of the Targum mitzvahs, but it's a din d'oraisa. This is the proper way to do mitzvahs. Shenemar, v'shemartim es ha-matzvos, kari bei ha-mitzvos bechirik, shel techametz, techmitz, v'teyashin. So Chazal Darshan, it says v'shemartim es ha-matzvos. But the word matzvos and the word mitzvahs are spelled exactly the same. So you can read the word matzahs as mitzvahs. The Torah exhorts us to be sharmer the mitzvah. So sharmer the mitzvah means to guard it, means to fill it properly. It also means to commit to it. I'm committed to taking care of this mitzvah. I have no right to leave my post to take care of something else. So when the mitzvah presents itself, you should not allow the mitzvah to grow stale, to become chametz, as it were. We changed from the patach of a matzus to the chirik of hamitzvos. So the chametz of tiyashin, that it shouldn't, as it were, sit around and become chametz, and that's what the Torah is writing. So even if the mitzvah presents itself, I have a mitzvah to try and do it as quickly as possible. Obviously, I should not choose something else and give that precedence over this mitzvah, and thereby making this mitzvah sit and wait. So Chazal Darshan mitzvah, do not cause it to become chometz. It means lezmano, that's in regards to the appropriate time to do the mitzvah is immediately. You should not push it off. And that's true if there's no other mitzvah to do. But even if there's another mitzvah to do, you should not ignore the first mitzvah and jump and go to the second one. Let's say a person did do that and then realized his mistake. Person had the tefillin in the front, passed by the tefillin and went to the talus, because that's all you're supposed to put it on, and he's not familiar with this halacha, whatever it is, or he wasn't thinking, and he did the right order in the sense of malam kedusha, but he did the wrong order in regards to the problem of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos. He says, oh my gosh, I did the wrong thing. So I'm going to go back and I'll leave the tefillin and go back to the talus. No. Once he has the tefillin in his hands, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvos, you can't ignore the tefillin. You're ready to put on tefillin. So put on tefillin and then go back and put the talus on afterwards. So that's true, the Al Tach Mitzvah, that do not just let the mitzvah just sit there and wait to be addressed. A Kavach Harmer person should not give precedence to something else over this mitzvah, which is already waiting for his involvement to do. Okay, let's hold it here. The Chayyim has more to say on this concept of Ayim Avirin al Mitzvahs, and Benjamin will see in the upcoming Shurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.